Prosecutors argued Meta knowingly put profits before the protection of children.
The conduct, as I said, was repeated again and again. Over an entire decade in a kid's life, that's forever. That it was done and made with knowledge that serious harm would result, and it did.
We believe the evidence has shown that Meta works incredibly hard to protect users, including teens.
In accordance with the civil penalty instruction and the instructions as a whole, how many willful violations did Meta commit by engaging in unfair or deceptive trade practice? The jury's answer is 37,500.
Big tech critics hail big tobacco moment and landmark social media verdict against Meta, the parent company of Facebook, and Google, intentionally being addictive and depressing and controlling. Yeah, and parents let their kids do that. I'm not defending big tech, but once you go down this slippery slope of, oh, the way they did it, yeah, and you let your kids do that, give me a break. What's sick is Trump doesn't have Elon Musk on his new big tech board. He's got the good guys off the board and has put his arch enemy, Zuckerberg, on the board and a bunch of other garbage. And people are like, oh, there you are, throwing Trump under the bus again. Zuckerberg got $400 million to create the databases of dead people and illegals and all that to steal the 2020. Okay, fine, I love Zuckerberg if Trump says so. Got Todd Blanche, a Democrat, run the DOJ. This ain't good. And I'm going to bet you about it. Meta must pay $375 million for violating New Mexico's law in child exploitation case.
Companies have been very effective in using something called Section 230, which is a law in this country that protects the companies who have social media from being liable for things that their users post on the site. What these two cases focused on is how the company manipulated the algorithm and developed products like Infinite Scroll in order to give kids an addictive product that would keep them on the site and keep them coming back. And what ended up happening is those kids would use those addictive products and then ultimately have suicidal thoughts or potentially body dysmorphia, or they'd be getting unsolicited messages from child predators. And the company is knowingly, according to documents revealed in both of these cases, understands that this is a problem that they have. And both juries found that they did not do enough to stop this. So again, a huge landmark here, not for the dollar figure, but for the significance of the rulings.
Government shouldn't be involved in the First Amendment. We shouldn't have internet. All over the world, they're bringing internet IDs. They are protecting kids. Hey, you put the parental controls on or don't let your kids on devices. Control what you give your kids, folks. It's not the state's job. Because Zuckerberg's a predator preying on your children. Blackburn's Trump America AI Act repeals Section 230, expands AI liability, and mandates age verification. No, it's the AI Dictatorship Act that Trump tried to get passed before he got back in office. Republicans did, but he pushed, and then he signed an executive order on that makes big tech and AI above the law. Nobody can sue them. Congress can't. Local legislators can't challenge them. Citizens can't sue them. And then the executive branch can let AI do whatever it wants. It's Congress has created the AI liability protection dictatorship bill to enforce Trump's executive order that is wrong. That's the real headline. Overhyped. This is some good news. New polls suggest Americans are shunning AI as a breaking news source. They're rejecting it. They don't want it. Well, I don't just believe polls. Oh, I like the proof. The biggest video generating tool is no more. Is the AI bubble bursting? ChatGPT has shut down its AI system because not enough people are using it. It costs too much money, and it's a failure. People are sick of it. U.S. bans foreign-made consumer routers over cybersecurity concerns. I told people decades ago China has all these remote control kill chips and everything. Now it's all admitted. And then it just continues. Apple forces U.K. iPhone age checks in iOS 6.26.4. Yeah, the U.K., Australia, they're all making Apple and other companies do age verifications. Hey, then adults have to do it. And now it's Internet ID that in the UN Gates-run standardization will be used for the cashless society, the social credit score, the grid. So people are like, don't you want to not let kids look at porn? Yeah, if you're dumb enough to give your kid a phone that doesn't have parental controls, you should be thrown off a bridge. want to make a massive announcement right now. I mean, this is just bonker town. What it does is just... I feel 20 years younger. I'm not kidding you. Ultra Methylene Blue. Blue.
I know. I love it. This stuff works, man.
I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Ultra Methylene Blue. 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 I mean, this is just bonker town.
I know. I love it.
I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Ultra Methylene Blue. 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 I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up
about it.
Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. It is just beyond spectacular.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now for InfoWars Sunday Briefing with your host, Nick Sordor.
And welcome to the InfoWars Sunday Briefing. I am Nick Sordor here in Grapevine, Texas, right outside of Dallas, where CPAC was held these last few days. And you may have seen some clips, some snippets of, speakers and side events that were happening out here. And there were some surprise guests, we'll say. And there have been a lot of comments, I would say, being made by people, you know, giving their opinion on, okay, is CPAC dead? You know, why were people really here? We had the, I guess, the crown prince of Iran or whatever up on stage. That seemed to be the most popular guest for some reason. Look, I mean, I'm going to have a ton of commentary to go over on that over the next hour here. But you've also got the No King's Day. Riots, essentially riots all across the country, and even ironically in London, England, an anti-Trump quote unquote No Kings riot in London, England. Yes, you did hear that right. You know, the place that famously has a king. Riots get a little bit dicey. You see that, you know, rioters, tried to actually, this is a great video you guys just brought up here for me. You know, I don't know when these people are going to learn. I'm assuming that they're never going to learn at this point, but I love to see some nice fuck around and find out moments like this. Play that one back with sound, guys. But this guy getting just, you know, he for whatever reason, trying to harass a police horse and went home with some broken ribs and maybe a concussion. Play that with sound. Classic F around and find out moment in Los Angeles. There were a lot of, you know, riots in Los Angeles in particular yesterday, especially damaging the federal building yet again. Total just utter lawlessness. I believe there were 75 arrests, but that's not even close to the amount that was actually needed out there. And so a little bit later on in the show, we're actually going to have the man who, you know, squashed the last riots that were going on out there, retired Border Patrol Commander Greg Bovino. He'll be joining us live here in just a few minutes. But in the meantime, I'm going to run through some a few other pieces of news here where this last week in the dead of night, the middle of the night, I believe it was 3 o'clock in the morning when I got the notification that the Senate had just unanimously passed a funding bill for DHS, but excluded Customs and Border Protection as well as ICE. And now I know people like to say that ICE and Border Patrol have been funded by the One Big Beautiful Bill. No, frontline deportation operations have been funded by the big, beautiful bill. So ICE agents and Border Patrol agents are getting paid. However, all of the civilian staffers are not getting paid. So it's not just TSA agents. It's any other, there's a huge operation. Deportations are. If we actually want to get the numbers that were promised to us in 2024 that 80 million of us voted for, you have to have that civilian staff to help carry that out. You know, we'll talk to Commander Rovino about that in a little bit as well. But we have seen lines at the airports dwindle a little bit. President Trump sent ICE agents out there. Is it because there are, the ICE agents are just much better at TSA at getting people through? Or does it have to do with, you know, the fact that illegals aren't showing up to the airports anymore? Because up until recently, if you're an illegal, when you went through TSA, you wouldn't be stopped. You'd be allowed on the plane. Don't know if that's the case with ICE agents. I don't know if anybody has been ballsy enough to try that yet. I'm hoping to find out from DHS tomorrow whether or not that's the case. But you know, been video after video after video coming out showing them biometric scan, doing biometric scans, flip number 18 guys at places like Houston Hobby Airport, which last week had 6-hour wait times. Check that out. This is the problem that I have with this, guys. We haven't gotten any information as to whether or not any illegals have been arrested at the airports that ICE agents are at. So, if we're not arresting illegals at these airports, if they're coming through, and honestly, Commander Bovino would probably tell you the same thing. A lot of these people, Venezuela is not sending their best and brightest, right? So it wouldn't be surprising if they would try to go through anyway. But if there is no benefit here, for deportations, then this is a total waste of time for ICE agents to be out there doing. I mean, we have, Commander Bovino wants to get rid of 100 million people in this country. And ICE isn't going to be able to do that if they're just sitting there scanning IDs at the airport all day. So my opinion, go put IRS agents out there. Make them sit there and run IDs at the airport if we're not allowing them to arrest illegals. I did come up with a little bit of a surprise here at CPAC. And I brought Commander B with me. Didn't tell anybody. I told the organizers the night before. I had already had him here on the ground in the hotel. He was spotted walking in. And so I had to tell them. So the secret came out. But he got an incredibly warm welcome. Clip number 4, guys.
Since we are talking about the border right now, and I believe we have a special guest very briefly backstage, I would like to welcome out onto the stage our retiring Border Patrol Chief, Greg Bovino, who's here right now and who I want to give a massive round of applause for delivering, ladies and gentlemen. These numbers... Can we put this one back up on screen? Put that. Look at that. Look what Greg Bovino and his Border Patrol team did. Check this out. And here's an ICE agent.
I had to, Benny.
Oh, look at it.
Superman got me.
Superman's doing a bow. Superman doing about a Greg Bovino. This is the work of Greg and his team. Can we get a massive round of applause for our Border Patrol and ICE agents and Greg's work as the chief of the Border Patrol? The fake news hate him. Libs hate him. This is Darth Vader for those people. He's the biggest bad guy, but he's a hero to us and the America First Movement. Greg, you want to say a few words? You want to just say thank you? He's retiring right now. Let's give him a warm, warm welcome. Greg Bovino, say a few words.
Hey, Benny, thank you, thank you. Again, I did retire. I've actually been retired 24 hours now. I left my tribe, folks, but I joined another tribe, and that is you, that conservative CPAC movement, America. Thanks for having me here today. Thank you. Benny, thank you.
So, CIA declassified documents last week, Operation Artichoke, to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Now, this is all over the place. Joe Rogan talks about it. I have for years. But here it is. Scientists and doctors figuring out now, the CIA knew in 62 that dewormers could reverse most cancers and didn't tell the public that's mass murder. Here it is.
My parasite medications work against cancer cells. And it turns out that the parasites use mitochondrial substrate level phosphorylation in the tissue. And these embendazole, fenbendazole kill these parasites. So I tried it on the cancer cell, and sure as hell, it targets the mitochondrial substrate and glycolysis. So we have a mechanism now why parasite medications are working. But cancer is not a parasite. All these people say, oh, cancer is a parasite. It's not a parasite. Parasites and tumors use a common metabolic pathway, and a drug that works against parasites can be very effective against cancer. And that's what we begin to see, especially under nutritional ketosis.
So to be clear, the anti-parasite drugs cut off the same mechanism in cancer, but we now know and have known that a lot of cancers from parasites, it's double good. And I don't sell that, but you can buy it online. And my medical doctor told me years ago, take this once a year as a regimen. I do. That's important information you might want to write down, folks, okay? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up. Go to the UN's own website. They admit it. Over 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this out, sort of put in the salt. IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world, has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger, pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultramethylene blue that is also on record, good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Your doc chamber's on, medical doctor, special forces colonel, army colonel. And I said, what do you think methylene blue? He goes, oh, I've been on this since 2004. When I got blown up in Iraq, I had brain damage because it blew away the sheath that's on my nerves. So I did research and found out that they had studies going back over 100 years on methylene blue helping regrow the sheaths on your nerves and all the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue, and I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue. With this water, I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel. So good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product is supposed to be available right now at theallishowstore.com is T3. It's X2 back even better at theallishowstore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger, exclusively available through our sponsor, theallishowstore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best, and it does so many other things, libido, stamina, energy. It skips the oxidation process in the cells, the methylene blue, and iodine works very similarly, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at theallishowstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
dismantling the system of control, it's InfoWars Sunday Briefing with Nick Sordor.
And welcome back to the InfoWars Sunday Briefing. In that video right before the break, you saw the hero's welcome that was much deserved by outgoing, now retired as of, 72 hours ago, Border Patrol Commander at Large, Gregory Bovino. It has been a pleasure and an honor to be able to basically be his body man all week. And he joins the show with us live right now. Commander B, welcome to the show.
Nick, it's good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man, we were just talking about the riots that were happening yesterday, or they like to call it the No Kings protest. It's the No Kings riots. That's what's going on. You've seen what's, I don't even know if I've shown you any of these videos or not yet, but I'll give you an example. In Portland, they ripped the gate open, for the ingress egress at the ICE facility out there, ripped it wide open. And they were just basically able to do that. They climbed up on the building, destroyed all the security cameras, and we just saw a video in the first segment of them in Los Angeles getting, kicked by a horse. I think that was much deserved. But this happened yesterday out there in Portland. And, man, Los Angeles, I'm worried about how bad that's going to continue to get. Yesterday it was 75 arrests out there, and Bill Saley said there's going to have to be a hell of a lot more, because of the carnage that happened out there. And many people might remember the Paramount riot that happened, in the Los Angeles area last year. And there was this video of you out there. I want to show it to the audience that may not have seen that video of you rallying your men out there before you totally quashed that, that riot. Clip number one, guys.
Arrest as many people that touch you as you want to. Those are the general orders all the way to the top. Everybody fucking gets it if they touch you. You hear what I'm saying?
Less legals?
We're going to look at shipping tractor trailers that shit in here. So you catch what I'm... It's all about us now. It ain't about them. Professional, legal, ethical, moral. You know what we're talking about. Legal, ethical, moral. You're on camera. But other than that... What we do.
Yeah, I mean, look, you're just built differently, man. I mean, what are your thoughts on all this?
Nick, I'll tell you what, there's no reason for a riot, and there's certainly absolutely zero reason for someone to think it okay or have the capability to take over a federal building, whether that's Portland or it's starting in Los Angeles again. You have to set the tone from the very beginning. And the Paramount riot set the tone, Nick, and you and I have talked about this before. That tone was set, and there was not another riot, not another anarchist-type movement against a federal building for almost a year, not until we left Minnesota for almost a year. Now you see it starting again. The legal, ethical, and moral law enforcement effort does include protecting federal buildings, protecting federal personnel, as Mr. Asaley says, and he's well equipped and well able to do that as long as he has those federal officers' support to do it.
Yeah, and a lot of people have been, we saw when you were out there in Minneapolis in particular. This is a video of what people say, or what the left anyway, are trying to say was a Nazi coat. And I'm sure a lot of people in the audience have actually heard that accusation being made. I was out there at this time. It was like negative 15 degrees. It was cold as, it's the coldest place I've ever been in my life. And where is this jacket from? Is this a Nazi jacket?
Nick, no, it's not a Nazi jacket. I bought that jacket back in about 1998, 99 as a young Border Patrol agent. And I've had it for the past 25 years. I've worn it for the past 25 years, worn it under just about every administration up until now. But it wasn't until now that Nazi moniker was bannered about, of course, by the fringe left, socialist sheet left, but bantered about nonetheless. Nick, we've often talked, it's when they start that type of rhetoric, you know you're doing some good when they start calling you a Nazi or Gestapo, because we were starting to do some really good work there in Minnesota before we were pulled out. And, you know, they had to attack something. They couldn't attack our operations. They couldn't attack anything else. So they started the name calling, which was, of course, always laced with emotion.
Yeah, of course, naturally. And I do regret to inform everybody that the first thing that the new DHS administration did was go in and delete any photos of him in that jacket off of their X pages. So that looks a little bit like capitulation to me. But, we'll talk more about that in the next segment, though. So out there in Minneapolis, you guys were just blitzing the streets, and the left was screaming and screaming and screaming, and you had Waltz was, miserable because all of his illegal voters were going away. What is the difference between what's happening out there now? Because you're not seeing as many riots in the streets. Is that because, you know, they feel like they won? What do you think?
Sure. I think it's there's not a mass deportation going on. Plain and simple, mass deportations are not going on right now. They did in Los Angeles, Chicago, Charlotte, New Orleans, started to there in Minneapolis. We did it in Bakersfield as well. When you don't have the mass deportations and you start the targeting or the worst of the worst type operations, that's barely scratching the surface. Nobody sees it. It's not felt by the illegal aliens or by anyone else. And you know what? It probably gives them the feeling that they did win, that there's no need to riot or put those anarchists out in the street, because really, what is happening there?
Yeah, I mean, these things were happening every single day. The violence against you guys out there, the violence against, people like reporters that were out there trying to, you know, show the law enforcement being, you know, blocked. They were using cars. They were taught how to do these things, to pull in front of you guys, slow roll themselves so that it would keep you from, getting to your next target destination. And, you know, so it was like they had created total chaos in the streets, well-funded chaos in the streets every single day. Yes, we saw riots yesterday, but that sort of thing was happening daily in Minneapolis while you guys were out there. And I'm afraid that we may have just sent a message that rioting works. So the left can go and burn places down. They can, you know, sacrifice their own, like Renee Good sending her out there. Like, no, they needed people to be killed. That's what they wanted. I mean, I'm just being honest with you. They needed, nobody was happier than these leftist operatives when Renee Good got herself killed by trying to run down a DHS agent. There's so many things, Commander, that I want to get your thoughts on, especially that number that you gave the other day, 100 million people that have to go out of this country. We'll get to that right after the break. Stay with us here on the InfoWars Sunday Briefing. We'll be right back.
My people perish for lack of knowledge. That's what the Bible tells us. Another way to say it is, those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. God has given us compounds in nature that aren't just important, they're vital, they're essential. If you don't have oxygen for 4 minutes, you die. You don't have water for 4 or 5 days, you die. You don't have food for a month, you die. And why is that? Because there's nutrients in the food you need that are essential. Well, iodine is one of the essential nutrients. We have massive shortages of it in our depleted soils. Now, I have a new CIA declassified document I'm going to hit here in just a moment. But first, I want to show you a few headlines. UN study, 2 billion people suffer from vitamin mineral deficiencies, particularly iodine, the number one cause of cognitive disabilities in the world today. Here's another one. Salt smarts how iodine has increased America's IQs. Starting in the 20s, we had super low IQs like iodine. They put it in 15, 20 point increase. My point is, this is a known fact. It just got declassified 2 weeks ago, CIA Operation Artichoke in the 50s. They said, we've been tasked by the big tax-free foundations, the Rockefellers and Carnegies, to dumb down the American people. And we're going to put poisons in the food, the water, and the vaccines to dumb them down to make them more manageable. Absolutely incredible. So right here, ladies and gentlemen, I have taken a few drops of our new T3, even better than X2, pure atomic iodine, and mixed it with our medical grade methylene blue. Both of these supercharge your cells, clean out your body, and counter the effects of the things now being admitted by the CIA. That fluoride calcifies the pineal gland and jackets your cells where they cannot transmit. Now, I've been telling you this for decades. They have major studies, but now here it is. CIA declassified research. The human body is a liquid crystal that is literally transmitting and receiving a transceiver. And what does fluoride do? It literally blocks that. What goes in and strips that out? Iodine and methylene blue, they act in different ways. So this is information the bad guys not want you to know. Also in the CIA document, they admit that most cancer is microscopic worms. There's hundreds of species that get in and colonize your body, amoebas, and eat your breast, your liver, your brain, you name it. And then they call it a tumor and cancer when they're just areas of your body that have been chewed out. Now, you've seen us with countless doctors and scientists on talking about this. Not all cancer is this, but the majority of it from studies is, and they are again telling you that you just got to die. And if you've got an infection of parasites in your brain or whatever, if they hit it with radiation, it kills the parasites. But the radiation also kills your regular cells. Turns out the majority of people in the world have one form or another of parasite. Here's the Daily Mail. CIA faces furious backlash after a hidden document. The potential cure for cancer is declassified after 60 years. We've talked about this for many, many years. We are totally vindicated again. And right now, we finally have the original pure iodine back, but even stronger, now known as T3. The original X2, but even better, at thealexjonesstore.com. Again, ladies and gentlemen, T3 and what it does for your body is amazing. So for a limited time, you can get T3, our new iodine, the very best ever, at thealexjonesstore.com if you're a VIP member for 50% off, regular customers 25% off at thealexjonesstore.com. It funds the operation, total win-win. Now, methylene blue, you fill in 30 minutes on average. Iodine takes about 2 weeks to kick in to get the full effect, but it is just as amazing. You are insane if you don't go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and get our Ultra Methylene Blue and the new T3, and it's even better than the next two. The same formula, but stronger. Exclusively available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you so much for your support.
Dismantling the system of control, it's InfoWars Sunday Briefing with Nick Sordor.
And welcome back to the InfoWars Sunday Briefing, live from Grapevine, Texas, still, where CPAC just happened for several days, and we are joined by none other than the man himself, Commander Greg Bovino again, and I want to ask you about this number that you gave the other day. I think a lot of us have been skeptical about this. We've heard the number 20 million for like 20 years, right? We saw this deluge of people coming in under Joe Biden. You were in the El Centro sector of the border. You were the border chief there at the time under Joe Biden, very reluctantly having to watch as the federal government was basically bringing these people in, and as you told me the other day, completing the smuggling process. That's basically what he was having Border Patrol doing out there. 100 million? That's the number, you think?
Exactly. 100 million? I think that's a very, very good estimate. And Nick, here's why. I started 30 years ago. The number back at 30 years ago was 10 million. That number, 10 million 30 years ago, and what's very important to realize here is there's been no net loss of illegal aliens for 30 years until President Trump took office. No net loss. In other words, No illegal aliens flowing back out of the United States for 30 years, but look what took place in those 30 years. Look at the administrations that we had in those past 30 years. We had the Hillary Clinton administration, absolutely terrible. Thousands coming, hundreds, millions coming across. Then we had the Bushes, wasn't much better. You know, the Hussein Obamas, absolutely terrible. Joe Biden, the worst of all, millions and millions under Joe Biden, and tens of millions. So we started at 10 million 30 years ago and no net immigration loss for 30 years until Trump took office. And that we have had net loss since he took office, but for 30 years. So yes, 100 millions is a very good estimate. And that's from what I've seen. There's millions coming across, especially during the Biden era when 80% of our border at least was wide open.
Yeah. So the number that we are being given now in terms of outflow is 1,100 a day. So even if you have, let's say the number is 20 million, which it's not. We know it's a lot higher than that. How long would that take to deport, if we're doing it at a speed of 1,100 a day, like even double that, let's say 2,200 a day, it's not going to be anywhere close to where we need to be. And, it's pretty public information now. There's a little bit of a difference between the plan that you had to deport them, and the plan that Tom Homan has. Can you sort of tell us a little bit more about that? Like what does that mean? What was the Bovino plan versus the Homan plan? What is Homan doing right now to try to achieve that deportation number?
Sure. The plan, and this plan was the U.S. Border Patrol's plan, the Mean Green Team. We would call that total spectrum immigration enforcement. Total spectrum enforcement. That's everything goes. We don't hold back, no holds barred. Legal, ethical, and moral, of course, but no holds barred. That includes the general immigration enforcement. You might see a Home Depot raid there too. That does include the targeted enforcement, or the worst of the worst. That is what Mr. Homan and ICE seem to think is the solution. But that's just one small facet of that overall strategy. So you've got general immigration enforcement. You've got targeted. Sure, we want to get the worst of the worst out along with everyone else. And then along with that, our special operations and anything else we can do within that sphere to remove those illegal aliens. And that also includes self-removals. And mass immigration enforcement lends to self-deportation. Mass deportations lends itself to self-deportation. And that's what we want. We talk about the 100 million. Are we going to put handcuffs on 100 million people in the next 3 years? That'd be pretty difficult. I don't think there's 300 mil. I don't think there's 100 million sets of handcuffs in the United States. But when they do it themselves under an overarching total spectrum immigration enforcement strategy, it's absolutely doable. And it was proof tested. And we saw it in those major cities that we started that total spectrum immigration enforcement that Mean Green Team is so adept at doing.
Yeah, and so that part of the plan, you're right, was squeezing them out of the country, right? Was going there. When I was in Minneapolis, you know, there are all these local news stories about how illegals didn't want to come outside anymore. And so there was an increased outflow with self-deportations because, you know, they weren't allowed to go illegally work anymore. They weren't allowed to, bring their kids to the illegal children, or even possibly even anchor babies, to the schools that we pay for as taxpayers. And so at that point, it leaves them no choice but to go back to their home countries. And I think that was if we would have kept that up and kept going and going and going, it would have been an incredibly effective strategy. There's only so long that they're willing to be locked down in their houses, before they have to leave at some point. And, you know, so we keep hearing this term worst of the worst. And I believe you described that to me as an amnesty program. Is that what you think?
Code name for amnesty. Plain and simple. I'm not going to mince words now. That's code name for amnesty. That's something that we absolutely hated when we heard those terms, when we were conducting Operation at Large, because worst of the worst, what does an illegal alien crossing the border think, Nick? Are they going to say, well, gosh, I am the worst of the worst. I better not cross the border. Of course not. What does worst of the worst mean? What does that mean to you? Is that only a terrorist? Is it a convicted felon? Is it someone with, you know, 3 shoplifting violations? No one knows, but no one's going to think, Nick, do you think you're the worst of the worst? Of course you don't. I don't think I'm the worst of the worst. So what that does is that encourages folks to either remain here and not self-deport because, hey, they're not the worst of the worst, or cross the border. And that's exactly what we don't want. We want net immigration in this country. We want everybody moving out of this country. And when you say worst of the worst, it does not lend itself for these illegal aliens to leave the country because they're not going to think they're worst of the worst. And then furthermore, what comes of worst of the worst is targeting. And yes, it's great to get a criminal or two off the streets, but you know, when you arrest 15 a day out of Chicago because you're forced to target, what is that going to do? What is that going to do exactly? So mass deportations is where it's at, and worst of the worst and mass deportations are diametrically opposed in terms of the strategic inputs to do that.
Yeah, I'm totally with you in all of this, and I think that, you know, the country is with you as well. If you guys just, you can roll it as B-roll, guys, but the clip number 24, the behind the scenes of you going up on stage out there at CPAC, the standing ovation, the cheers, you know, people want to see mass deportations. That is, again, what 80 million people voted for. And so we, for whatever reason, people are trying to make the argument that it's a political issue now, that it makes some, you know, low-T men's tummy hurt, I guess, to watch illegals have to be sent back home. But we will never be able to fix this country. We will never be able to go back to the golden age of America until, you know, we get these people out of the country. You could fix so many other issues, the housing crisis, the, you know, look in New York City, for example. I know these people keep voting for it for some reason, but you go there, you can't get a hotel room for under $350 a night because the federal government, well, not the federal government anymore, the state government is out there competing with, you know, tourists for rooms and housing. Greg, can I hold you for 5 more minutes? Is that okay?
Absolutely.
All right. We'll see you on the other side of the break. Thanks, Ben.
What's this? Oh, I've got Power Plant. Oh, what's this? I've got Methyl Drive. The 2 ingredients in the Power Drive bundle, which is available at thealexjonesstore.com. Take them. Pure power, pure energy, raise testosterone, improve mitochondrial function, methylation genes in enzymatic processes throughout the body. Pairs perfectly, absolutely perfectly with Methylene Blue. These are the 2 products made to work in conjunction together with Methylene Blue. I made them, I developed them, high quality mineral blends, methylation blends, adaptogenic herbs, functional mushrooms, and the CoQ10, the PQQ. What you want for metabolic health and mitochondrial function. I want you to win today. I want you to succeed. Take out the enemy. Choose freedom.
We've got to get to a point where we are self-sufficient again, Texas. And when it comes to health, also food, our food needs to be clean, number one. It just needs to be clean. And
Florida has pointed out, put that back on screen, all these major brands have got, like, you know, hundreds of times the glyphosate you should have.
Glyphosate.
Absolutely. Well, your doctor tells us what that does.
Oh, this is going to change your brain. This is going to set you up.
It erases your blood-brain barrier.
Oh, yeah.
So it's really an accelerant or an adjuvant.
Absolutely.
Everything in there. Explain that.
It destroys the blood-brain barrier. So that's a protective thing that happens between the cerebral spinal fluid and your fluids inside the brain and the things that attack it from the outside. Once that barrier is depleted, then it's subject to all kinds of heavy metals, things that get sprayed from the sky, right? Barium, aluminum, all these things that it protects you from. why methylene blue works. It does. It counters that. It's.
Oh, let me ask you that. 45 minutes in, you feel it, Doc?
Yeah, I feel pretty good.
Be honest, though. You got your own special brand. Is this good or what?
No, this is the same effect I'm getting, but it feels right. Yeah, it feels right. Yeah, it's a little easier to take. Yeah.
By easier, what do you mean compared
just
to?
Just the way it feels, you know, just going down, drinking it. But it's, yeah, it's.
So this one tastes better, but it's as good as the one your doctor gives.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, so your doctor must have a good one.
We'll see. We'll go down the road a little ways. I'll text you.
Guys, get him a couple bottles of this. I need Doc Tamber's endorsing this.
I'm not getting it for free, but I'll definitely help.
No, you're getting it down. Come on. Free your butt. It's amazing.
Hey, this is Doc Chambers here. I'm out in the field right now. Day off from the campaign trail doing some work. I got things to catch up on, so it's called a refit day. But I'm getting refit with Alex Jones' methylene blue. It's pretty good. I got to say, I've been using it on the road since we left the studios. And I've been taking it for a while. I had a traumatic brain injury in Iraq in 2004. There's been a lot of studies out there that show that with post-dementia patients and TBI patients, it's just been used for years. It's just not very well known with regard to demyelination, what it can do to improve your cognition. So that's your brain. Your brain housing these stuff. Hey, thanks, Alex. Appreciate you. We're going to stay on
it. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am. And the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Powered by Methylene Blue. Ultra Methylene Blue at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
And welcome back to the InfoWars Sunday briefing. We are live here with Commander Baldino again, just for a few more minutes. I'd really appreciate your time today. But I want to keep talking about what's the worst of the worst, this whole phrase that people like to use. It almost seems, in my opinion anyway, it seems like it's being thrown around now to, basically signal that, okay, well, if you're just a regular illegal when you haven't committed a crime yet, although being in the country illegally is a crime, is it not?
Absolutely. Illegal entry into the United States, that's 8 USC 1325. It definitely is illegal to cross the border to be and or remain in the United States. So they continually commit a crime by remaining here illegally. And Nick, the thing is worst of the worst. Again, if you're looking at a mass deportation scenario, that includes worst of the worst. And it also, that component of having them self-deport. Now, worst of the worst, we're already seeing in many of those cities, Chicago, Los Angeles, to be especially those cities you just talked about that were locked down. Those illegal aliens were locked down in those cities. They were starting to self-deport in large numbers. Why would you self-deport if there's a targeted worst of the worst strategy in which you barely ever see an immigration officer out on the street sacking up an illegal alien? Now, where's the incentive there? Yeah. There is no incentive.
Right. Yeah, and it's a hell of a point. It's a damn good point. And not enough people are talking about that. These people are feeling safer and safer in the country, feeling like they're not going to be not have to worry about being deported. So, you know, they go keep going back out and living their lives illegally in the country. There's actually a migrant caravan, the first one in a long time, coming up from the southern border in Mexico that is going to try to get into the country here in just days. And we might see more of that start back up as people feel, you know, part of the reason that the border was so secure and we weren't seeing these illegal crossings in the huge numbers we were seeing under Joe Biden, I mean, the number is like pretty close to zero at this point, right? Was because they thought that that they were just going to be re-deported anyway. I'm preaching to the choir here with you, but if it starts to look like we are letting up, we're going to see, you know, a big flow of people to the border again. And then what do? Are we going to be worried about politics then and what the poll numbers say? Are we going to just, you know, let them in the country? That's what I'm worried about. Where are we going with this?
Well, over the past 4 years, we saw that mass migration of illegal aliens across the border. There has to be an equal and opposite mass deportation of illegal aliens across the border. It's do or die time now, Nick. We've only got a certain amount of time to do this. And that needs to start happening now so we can get those millions out. No one ever said it was going to be neat, clean, and pretty. But then again, and this is something for the viewers, is it wasn't neat, clean, and pretty when those tens of millions came across under Biden. It's just you didn't have to see it. You didn't have to see the children trafficked or the children that had their abdomens cut open and had non-surgical sutures in their abdomens for God knows what reason, being trafficked across the border, drugged oftentimes. You know, some very terrible things coming across the border. That all needs to leave. And, you know, it seems that some folks are, it's a little much for them. Perhaps the soy boys don't like seeing folks deported, but that has to happen. And it's not a hard concept. It's not a complex concept, but it has to happen. It has to happen now.
And we had going back to the worst of the worst, question here is, you got very public spats with, J.B. Pritzker out there in Illinois because he didn't want you there. He was upset that you were there. He was trying to do the guy is trying to put you in prison out there for enforcing federal law that's on the books and removing illegals from the country. And we just saw last week the murder of an 18-year-old girl, Sheridan Gorman, out there, by a Venezuelan illegal, Jose Medina Medina. He had a shoplifting charge a couple of years ago, and we would just release him back into the interior. You know, he murdered an 18-year-old girl. But he only had a shoplifting charge, so they wouldn't turn him over to ICE. They didn't honor the ICE detainer. So do you consider that the worst of the worst, or do you think that he would have been allowed to stay under the worst of the worst program?
Absolutely would have been allowed to stay under the worst of the worst program. They're not going after shoplifters. So what's happening here is they're waiting for someone to commit a crime, whether that crime is shoplifting or whether that crime is killing an American citizen. Under a worst of the worst or a targeted scenario, they have to go ahead and commit a crime. And that's exactly what we don't want to do or what we don't want to happen, Nick. We don't want them committing crimes of any kind, whether it's something as simple as shoplifting or murder, of course. Any crime is too much because they've already committed a crime coming here. They're already criminals. Every single one of those 100 million are already criminals. Let's don't wait for them to prey upon American citizens in the future before we consider someone the worst of the worst. Get them now. Get them all now. That's what you call mass deportations.
Yep. And Commander Bovino, as always, you know, we appreciate the work that you've done for our country. We appreciate your patriotism. Like the thing that I respect the most about you is that you don't sit behind a desk, Commander B. You're out there on the front lines with your men, leading them into this battle. You're not just barking orders at them from a safe space. I can't even imagine the amount of death threats you were receiving every single day, but you were still out there on the front lines, knowing that people were tracking your location and that any day could have very easily been your last. And I want to say, and actually just one more point to the people that are like, oh, well, 100 million, that still sounds like too many. You were in Charlotte, North Carolina as well. And the traffic maps down there, after you guys arrived and launched Operation Charlotte's Web down there, there was rush hour didn't exist anymore in Charlotte. It was gone. All the streets were lit up green on the map because no traffic. They were staying inside, you know, and so that 100 million is not far fetched at all. And I think we're definitely being lied to about it. But I want to let you go, Commander B, but I want to ask just one more question here. What is next for you? That's what the people want to know. This isn't the end for you. We're not going to let you just go off into the sunset. Although, you know, retirement on a beach is probably much nicer than having to, run through Minneapolis in the wintertime.
Sure. Well, Nick, as you know, you invited me out here to CPAC and was the very first event of this kind that I've been to. So thank you for that. As far as retirement, I'm writing a book as we speak. So I want to get this memorialized so that, there's not any, ulterior motive or ulterior narratives out there that crop up as they will, especially, you know, when the haters are out there, the fringe left press is notorious for that. So I want to get that memorialized. There's going to be a book coming out. And then, I think that, the sky's the limit. Future's wide open. And, I'm sure we're going to be talking, Nick.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, Commander B, thank you again for coming here, and we will talk soon.
Thank you for having me.
All right. And, yeah, guys, we are almost out of time here, but I do want to go over this last part here. And, well, maybe a few of you guys saw me being attacked outside of the ICE facility there in Portland. I said that I was going to go after every single one of my attackers, and I still will go after every single one of my attackers. Unfortunately, I did go and testify at one of those trials, and that's clip number 27, guys. Didn't go exactly how we wanted it to, but we were able to drag them into court all the way in front of a jury and make their lives hell by doing so. So we're going to continue doing that part, but clip number, I think I said 27 there.
Sword, are you here? By the way, you were just up real quick in Portland,
yeah,
and you were testifying for 2.5 hours on the stand about Antifa, about these crazy assaulters, these violent rioters, these leftist domestic terrorists. You were in that case testifying on behalf of the prosecution in this Antifa trial. Tell us the outcome.
Yeah, well, predictably, out in Portland, Antifa basically operates with total impunity. We were trying to see if justice was possible out there. It was somebody that literally was attacking me on the street. And, of course, the verdict ended up being not guilty on all counts. Total acquittal, even though it's on video being attacked in the street.
It surprises nobody. It surprises nobody that found not guilty, even though it's on video, just because, you know, the defense's entire strategy was to basically just call me a baby-eating Nazi. But no shock there. I'm gonna do it again. I'm gonna do it for the next person that's on trial. So, stay tuned for that. Thank you guys for joining us at the InfoWars Sunday briefing. We will see you next Sunday.
Let me do this. The folks at Bigley, about 7-8 months ago, came out with this top of the line Faraday cage backpack with all these special pockets, super high quality. I'd previously bought a bag for myself personally like this, similar brand, for $500. The problem was they only got 500 of these. Well, guess what? They got a couple thousand of them finally in. It took 7-8 months. It's a $600 value, just the bag, for $249, but guess what comes in it? America First Faraday bag, America First tactical trench knife, it's badass, America First t-shirt, MK Ultra atomic defense supplements, Shilajit gummies, Shilajit capsules, Irish sea moss capsules, Warcry premium product, and more. And VIP members get it for $199. Also, as you can now read in the newspapers, the Texas receiver is saying he's not going to pay the rent or the bills. So you guys, when are we going to shut down? Tomorrow? 2 weeks from now? I'm going to just wait till the lights turn off, okay? You'll probably see InfoWars go down the site. You see streaming shut down. Once we can't do it, we have the All Shows Network built at Bigley Owns, and I'm going to go over and do it there. But I'm going to ride this horse till it dies. I'm going to ride this race car till the engine blows or the wheels come off. Or I crash into the embankment. I ain't giving up. I'm riding this horse till I win or I lose. And then the media's like, oh, he's finally going to lose. Oh, yeah, all right. I am the InfoWar. Our listeners are the InfoWar. And we got a whole line. Here's the first one of a limited edition Veterans of the InfoWar t-shirts. Look at this. This is badass. And it's the troops on Iwo Jima raising the American flag with the InfoWars patch where the stars are. InfoWars lives forever. It is an amazing limited edition shirt. Look at that bad boy. And it funds this operation, but also the Alex Jones Network to keep us on the air. We need funds. We want to get more reporters back and expand, but we need your support. TheAlexJonesStore.com.